Well, Squig and I are on our way.
No, we're not. We're not going to Hinsky's house.
To your window.
What?
We're still talking about podcast stuff. Are you done grilling me about TV?
I think it's just getting started.
When I grilled you about washing dishes. We do this all the time.
Let's rewind since he wants to break the dishes. Ask him when the last time he bought dish detergent soap.
When is the last time you bought dish detergent soap?
See, that's a very good question. So back when I was a young
man. It's not complicated, right?
You don't have to say anything. But you know what he did? You know what he does? You see how he's drilling me about the TV?
Mm-hmm.
He'll come to me and be like, yo, you need to buy some dish detergent. Yo, you need to buy some dish detergent.
Uh-huh.
Yo, you need to buy some dish detergent. Why is it that I have to be the one to buy it when I always buy it?
No. That's a lie.
Okay.
Here's the trend I'm noticing. Either you say you're going to buy something or you usually buy something, he expects that you're going to buy it.
Because he says it.
Instead of it doesn't happen, and
then I end up buying it.
I've never said that I was, boy, you bought one thing.
I bought a few things here.
Like what?
Pots, dishes, soap. Dish soap. If I'm going to basically say what?
You bought one.
You stole a whole package of wet wipes that I had for myself.
You stole an entire pack. That's one pack.
Who bought it?
Was it a multi-pack?
It was a multi-pack.
You stole a whole.
I'm like, where did it go?
Monster.
He took a whole one. I was like, where is it? He goes, oh yeah, I took one. I'm like, why did you say something? He's like, oh, I was gonna tell you, but I forgot. Black problem.
You know that at the top of the podcast we were talking about how people suck?
Yeah, I suck.
I mean, you. That, look,
we do this all the time. It's funny as hell.
Remember I said that I moved to Parkville and I possibly said with roommates?
Yeah, that thing.
That experiment lasted no more than 8 months.
Jesus Christ.
For exactly this reason. Because there was the constant, like, you're doing more, you're not doing as much, you need to do this.
When it comes to TV, we actually don't give a fuck about TV. That's why we're like, whatever.
I think
actually,
we do.
Also,
because
also,
while I noticed the cable box sitting there with nothing plugged into it, I almost was going to be like, oh, maybe that's a router. Like, maybe that's what routers look like now. Or it's not sitting on its end because it doesn't have the stand. And then you're like, hey, look, we got a cable box with no TV.
So it's a thing for you. We don't even hear like that TV.
Uh-huh.
Wow, we don't even care, honestly. So, you know. But the soda thing is true. I did drink like 80% of those damn sodas. And I've not replaced them because I'm digging. And I've been to Harris 3 times. And I'm like, oh, look, a sale. And I tell him about it, but I never do anything about it. I don't like lugging sodas home. So I do owe him sodas, however. Everything else is kind of just like, it doesn't fucking matter. Because, you know.
If it's not a thing, if this is just like this dance that you guys do, and at the end of it, you're just like, oh, we're just roommates, we're having fun.
Yeah, and that's one thing.
Yeah,
we just have fun about it.
But, if it's not that, or it gets to the point where, like, he's tired of your ass and he wants you fucking out of here, you might want to think about, like, figuring out how to share the duties. You know?
Well, that's easy.
He does the purchasing, but, like, he goes to the store and gets stuff, but you put the money into him actually doing it, or you guys take turns going to the store.
Yeah, we haven't had that many conversations about it. Like I said, we're not here a lot to even like break the stuff down to where it's because like I'll go to the store and get what I need, but I'll ask him like, do you want anything while I'm out? He's like, nah. He'll go to the store and he'll just bring stuff back, and I'm like, ooh, me.
Well, he's probably afraid you're gonna be like, oh, I see this thing at the store, and like he'll really want it, and then you won't feel like carrying it home.
But that's the thing. You got for it because I've asked him. Besides the sodas, is there anything you want on that target?
No. Besides the sodas? Because you're still not replacing them?
Exactly. But,
it's the principle of the thing.
I'm like, do you need anything? He's like, no. Because you don't need soda. I can buy soda at any time. It doesn't make a difference. And I don't think he cares anyway because he doesn't grill me about it. He only brings it up because it's funny as hell. But other than that.
Now, dare I ask the question of, are you guys equally paying into the rent?
Yeah.
Okay.
The rent is 13. So he pays like 10% more because his room is actually bigger than mine. It's a balance. But like when it comes to every other bill, water, that's split down the middle. So
see, my roommate situation was, it was me and two other people.
What do y'all, were guys, girls?
It was one guy, one girl.
Did you hit that?
They, no.
Why didn't you?
Either one. Not my type of
Okay.
Anything. Black? Nope.
Good. Wait, not good. Wait a minute.
She was fat and he was albino. So.
So he wasn't white. He was actually black, but albino.
Possibly.
Could have been.
I mean, I saw his parents and they were pretty white, but maybe he was adopted.
Maybe. Possibly.
They were not with each other. It was a two bedroom. They each had their own bedroom. So I was in school, at Towson, so I couldn't really afford
it. Towson University?
Yeah.
I almost went there, but I decided to go to a technical school in the woods, which didn't work out because there were no women there.
Ugh.
So that was a bust.
Sounds awful.
Well, there were women. There were just every 10 guys, there was one girl.
Ooh, that's
maybe, a lot. No, every 15 guys. Matter of fact, I want to say every 10 to 15. Let me see. What? Because we went to the same school, actually. What would you say the guy-to-girl ratio was at? And then most of the girls...
So those girls did a lot of banging of the same guys.
Kind of. Well, there was one girl that went there. Yeah, 10 to 1. So, yeah, it was 10 to 1. So, because I know when I got to the school I went to, I went to Capital College, which is now Capital Technology University. I got my girlfriend that I had at the time, I got her the second day I was there, which was a huge mistake because I started seeing other women and I was like, I should cheat. But then I was like, maybe not. So, you could say that one a lot. They were like, yeah, I would say so. So, every one girl would be attached to that one guy, so there wasn't that much of a selection. So, when it came to that anyway. Squeak's political views aren't good enough, eh? Yep. We need more gay bashing. Anyway, about your roommate, he sucked.
So I was, because I couldn't pay a lot of money, I was in the office. So it was two bedrooms and a front office, which didn't actually have a door on it.
That's weird.
So I had this little room with my bed and my computer desk, and that was it. And then it was like, you know, hey, even though you're paying less rent and you're in this room that's not even a room, so you can't, like, close the door or have any kind of privacy.
Did you have curtain leaves? Or was
it nope.
Just, damn.
I mean, I guess I could have put one up.
But
then it just would have made the room even smaller, because it was a small fucking room. There was still, like, the, you know, oh, okay, you have the small room, you're paying less rent. Well, we still expect that you're going to do grocery trips, and, you know, there's all these different expectations that, you know... Even though, you know, I was paying less, I still had to do certain things.
So how much was rent at the time?
It was, I believe, $700 for the three-bedroom, and I was paying $100 of it.
I mean, that's kind of reasonable. I mean,
and I guess I put money in for the groceries, but, like, the internet and the cable was included.
Okay.
And the BGE, that was included.
Nice.
So
$700 for two and a half bedrooms. That's not bad. back in what day it was when the fucking economy wasn't shit.
Right, yeah. You know? Yeah, those same apartments now are probably
$1,200.
Yeah. $1,000 to $1,200. I'm sure I could look it up right now. Yeah,
we paid $1,250 last year. This year we're paying $13 because the landlord loved us so much.
Oh.
She hates us now because apparently we're always late, and which is never the issue. We pay on time every day.
Well, part of it is you have to go to our fucking bank and deposit shit. And my question going back to his story was, when she went on vacation, why wouldn't you still just go to the bank and deposit it and send her a picture? Like, it's not contingent
because
on her being here.
Her direct order was, when I come back, just go ahead and pay. That was her direct
order.
But
you don't pay her, you pay the bank.
Technically, but...
I mean, does she go to the bank immediately? You send her the picture and she runs down? But it's in her account.
I don't know what she does. Because when my Deborah, my older mate, she used to live here, she should just, you know, it's the same way. She would go to the bank, drop it off, and get it, and that would be that. So, I don't know, but, like, she's starting to act weird. Like,
probably getting old and senile.
I don't know.
She's going to evict you and be like, hey, the rent.
She never yells at me. She always yells at him, which is why he has her block. Because she sends him all kinds of crazy messages. And he's like, you talk to her. Okay. And I talked to her one day. She's like, she's just yelling at me about him. And I'm like, okay. Like, you know. Like, the last time I talked to her, she's like, yeah, he's always this. And he never answers my messages. And what's the matter with him? I'm like, I don't know. So, I mean, he's reliable. It's just... I don't know if she secretly hates him. I don't know. Too many black people in one place. I don't know what's going on. So, but yeah, she's an interesting character. Very interesting character.
Your house does have that classic city layout of it's a very narrow, and then it goes like way back.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Like, your house is like, you walk in, there's like the living room.
Right.
And then there's like that.
It's a normal, it's a normal size depth. It's and like, a normal size.
It's like,
width.
Wait, there's no open space for living room. Why is the living room up there and everything down there? That's, it was weird. I'm like, the first time I came, he's like, door's open. You just walk in. I'm like, y'all can do that here? Okay. I just kind of strolled in. It was like the weirdest thing ever. I'm like, we just walked into this random guy's house and you're just so accepting. And then it was like, go around back. I'm like, okay. It was just, you know, it was my.
You're like, when I'm in the city, I gotta dodge hobos and shit when I go out back.
I'm like, I'm from a whole different community, so it's like, you're doing some lock? Why? Oh, we live in Rosedale. Nobody's out in Rosedale, except for mass murderers, but still. No one ever knocks on my door with an AR-15, you know?
Well, so, yeah, I don't think there's many AR-15s on the street. I could be wrong about that.
Well,
I don't know what.
What keeps happening in Texas for some stupid reason.
Oh yeah, all the AR-15s are in Texas for sure.
Yeah, so
none of them here.
We're not going to discuss mass shootings because they're terrible. Because they're white terrorists in here. Not
white terrorists. White terrorists.
But yeah, like shit is weird. It's like your doors unlocked, the cars unlocked, people wave at you, and it's like the strangest thing ever. So.
I don't know what fucking places you're going to.
I've gone to some places, and people are unusually nice. And it's like, you spoke to a black man as a white man. That's, you're not going to call the police on me? You know, this is a long time ago. I was walking through the Towson-Lutherville area, and one white guy, he's just strolling. He goes, hey, buddy, how's it going? And I was like, great. Like, he was super nice, and I'm like, I'm a black guy walking in this predominantly white man. What fucks me up even more is on the west side, not Park Heights, we're Park Heights. They call it Jewtown.
Right.
Nothing
okay.
But Jews in right. Suits. It's like, I couldn't walk around
there. Oh, they got like the fucking Hasidic Jews, right?
But no, it's because I did this job and we had like, it was me and there was another guy. He was from the area. He was Jewish. He didn't look Jewish. He looked like one of those partying white kids, you know, the typical skinny guy who's like, yeah, dude. That's what he was. And then it was
yes.
Me.
Yes, skinny white dudes that always go, hey, dude.
And then, like, every door we would knock on, he would just talk these guys to death. And he would sell them energy. And I'm like, how the fuck are you doing that? He's like, I know these people. Hashwallah. And I'm like, I'll just sit back here and take
I mean, if there's one thing that's for sure, every Jewish person understands another Jewish person. Like, they say,
so
like,
you,
oh,
literally, we
you're
got
from
we,
the tribe,
so
brother.
The first guy, the first guy's house we got to, he knocks on the door, he asks, he's like, hey, what do you, I don't think he said shalom, whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's talking to him, and
yeah,
the, guy,
it's
and the guy's, the guy's kind of like, nah, I don't need energy. He's talking, he's like,
I don't
he's
need
talking
that.
To him. And the guy's like, well, come on in. He's like, I'll look into it. We sit down in this house. His house is like kind of rustic and old, but it's not like bad looking. It's not like run down, but it's rustic, if that makes any sense. So he's talking to him about it, but I guess they were moving out of the area. I don't know. But it's like books and shit everywhere. And he's talking to him.
It just always looks that way.
So he's going over because I sold energy at one point for like a few weeks. You know, if people knocking on your door, do you want energy, sir? And you're like, no, I'm just never doing your favor.
So you bring the Jewish guy and
so
sell him just
like, he's talking to him. He's going over different plans, all kinds of shit like that. Why did I disconnect from the internet just now? That's unusual. Why did my internet kick me out? I'll figure it out later. But,
because you don't have a TV?
Probably. They heard us talking shit about the network and shut us off. But, yeah, he's talking. In every Jewish family we would go to, he got like three or four people to sign up. And they were all family.
In the same house?
In the same vicinity. Like, in the one neighborhood, they were all like, you would answer the door, hey, shalom, no, no, no. And I'm standing there like, what did you say? He's like, well, that means hello. And then there was one, we answered the door.
You should have converted right at that point.
Literally. So, like, then there was another family we went to. It was some lady answered the door. Hey, hello, how are you? She's like, shalom. Hi, how you doing? If I'm fucking the Muslim language up, please don't, you know. If anyone's listening that's Muslim or, like, Indian or whatever the fuck. So.
That's what I'm like.
He's talking to this lady with two kids. She's like, yeah, well, my husband's about to leave for work. So he's like, well, you know, just give him the information. So she kind of is like, well, hang on. Because then he comes home, like, at that moment. So he's like, hey, Shalom. Let me talk to you about energy. So I was like, okay, show me what's going on. I'm like just standing there with a notebook, like, keep talking. I'm just going to stay here. Like, just keep talking to him.
They probably thought you were his bodyguard.
I'm standing there with a notebook. I'm literally standing there with a notebook. Just like this, like, yeah, just keep talking. Just work your magic. Like, we signed, like, so many people up.
Work your Jew magic.
It was fucking crazy. He was like, yeah, you know. And then the ambulance.
Shalom's like abracadabra.
And then an ambulance came by, had Jewish letters on. Like, yeah, it's like, you're wrong.
Wow.
I think this community has their own everything.
Wow.
They have their own grocery stores, right. Their own ambulance, their own police force. Like, fucking, holy shit. Like, this area, this Jewtown area in Baltimore, they're like a whole community. Country. Oh my gosh. But yeah, we signed up.
Sounds like heaven.
We signed up 4 or 5 people that day just off of the fact that he was Jewish and he was Shalom. And they were like, okay, we trust you. Go ahead, keep talking. You know, because in the same breath, not this is a different day, it would be me and another black guy. And they would put us in black neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So we would knock on the door.
Shalom, my brother.
It would be like, yo, you want some energy? Nope. And that would be it. So then we would get put in the dumbest neighborhoods where nobody would even remotely talk to us about getting renewable energy.
Did they put you in neighborhoods where they didn't even have power? Like maybe even sell them energy because they have no power?
You would think so because we were in like my first day on the
look,
job.
Look, this has got an extension cord running from the house next door.
My first day on the job, we were in like the Forest Park area. Maybe on the cusp of like the dangerous parts of West Baltimore. So like we started off at these houses and all these houses, they weren't run down, but there were like a bunch of people in them. So we're like, we're knocking the door. Hey, you want to buy some? No, go away before you get shot. Got it. We're going to leave now.
Wait, were they threatening to shoot you or they're saying somebody in the neighborhood will shoot you?
Both.
Okay.
So like,
some squatters?
I don't know. All I know is the other guy would do the talking. I would just stand there like, I'm not going to
get in the bodyguard.
I'm like, you do it. He's like, okay. You're not.
It's like, you get shot first, I run.
So it was a pretty lax job, but we would have to go out and do these jobs in rain, shine. It could be 100 degrees outside. We had to do it. We got rained on one time. I was soaking wet head to toe. But luckily, we got to this apartment complex. Another friend of mine, we got to this apartment complex, and the lady answers the door. It was a chick, actually.
She was naked.
She wasn't. She should have been because she was hot. And she's like, oh my God, you're soaking wet. And I'm like, yeah. Can you just like dry my shirt?
Give me your clothes.
She's like, here, give me a shirt. I'll dry it for you. I'm like, okay. Oh, she's like, wear this shirt. I'm like, okay. She had a boyfriend at the time, but I still shot my shot. Got her number and all that stuff. Never hit though, because apparently I'm just not her type. Fuck if I care. But yeah, she's like, you're soaking wet. You're going to get sick. Give me your shirt. I'm like, okay. You know, she dried my shirt.
She show you with your shirt off. That was the turning point.
Not really, because
I've seen you with your shirt off.
Because then her boyfriend was on the way home, so we didn't want to overstay walking. But we did
have him show up and you're sitting there shirtless.
But we did end up signing her up for renewable energy. Nice. So she did get that benefit as far as seeing me half naked and all that other shit. So.
that's a benefit. That's how you start selling it. You want to buy energy and see me shirtless.
Basically. But yeah, the job was, I wasn't cut out for selling renewable energy, so I quit. I was like, I can't do it. I can't keep going to black neighborhoods offering energy while I'm almost getting shot and stabbed and chased by people. Kind of not fun. I've been rained on. I'm sweaty. I work 13 hours a day walking in neighborhoods. I'm alone. It's weird. And I quit. And, you know, then I work for Amazon. That's a different story. So, yeah. Lovely. Lovely times I've had. It's 12:19 and no Chick-fil-A has arrived yet. What? I had another question here. I forgot it. This would be a good time for instant music in between the breaks.
Black music or white music?
Electronic dance music.
So white music.
Techno.
One cigar, one scotch, one podcast.
What are your thoughts on your people beating up black people and calling themselves policemen? That was a joke. How do you feel about police brutality?
I mean, if they have a badge, then they're not really my people. Now, if they don't have a badge and they're identifying themselves as police officers, I still don't take any responsibility for the things that other white people do.
Huh, are you sure?
I mean, do you take responsibility for the things that other black people do?
I should, but I don't because...
No, you shouldn't.
You know, kind of a thing where it's like, it's a black thing where you mind your business. So, you know, it's a stop snitching thing, all that stuff. So
ah, like, yes. The stitches that these snitches receive.
Kind of don't want stitches, you know. Those are crackheads, by the way, if anyone heard that.
How do you know?
I can tell by
the voice. Were they just talking about crack? Or you've seen them before?
I can tell by the voice.
Ah.
Nah.
It's a crackhead voice.
Probably just a bunch of teenagers or something. But, so have you experienced any racism in your life? Have you ever been racially profiled as an almost black man? Because you have honorary black cards. You can say the N-word. I've given you that honor.
Well, I mean, I have the card. I don't, like, wave it around, like, hey, look what I got.
You could, you know, but...
I don't feel comfortable doing that. Because I feel like the validity of my black card will be questioned.
Define validity for the black listeners who don't know what that word means.
That it ain't fake.
Define ain't
because it's
fake.
Like because it's like okay, like so for instance, so in like New Jersey and New York, there's the PBA card, the Policeman's Benevolent Association.
That's a real thing?
That's a real thing. So if you have a family member or a close friend that's in the police force, they can give you this card. And if you get pulled over, you can be like, hey, I've got this PBA card. I know somebody who's a cop. And then it's going to be either a cop that's going to be like, oh, okay, cool. I'll just give you a warning. Oh. Or it's going to be, yeah, I'm going to call the, and like they call the person, the cop's precinct and they like lecture them on why are you giving these out to people? Holy Do you realize what this person was just doing? You're a disgrace to the uniform.
Other police unions such as Detectives Endowment Association and the Fraternal Order of Police. Oh, wow.
Yeah, here it's the Fraternal Order of Police, but I don't think they give out cards. The FOP. I don't think I've ever seen an FOP card, so I don't know if they do that up here.
It's a get out of jail free card for minor traffic violations.
Minor, yes, exactly. If you mow down some kids and you take out your PBA card, you're a fucking idiot.
It's like, wait a minute, I didn't kill these kids. I know policemen. get out of the car, sir. I need one of these cards. I don't drive yet, but I need one of these cards. They're just walking.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would
assume. I never knew this was a real thing until now.
Yeah, I guess if you're like, I mean, have you gotten like jaywalking charges or reckless?
I don't think jaywalking is real.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Because like a friend of mine was talking to my buddy yesterday. He was like, you know, jaywalking is a misdemeanor. I'm like, no one takes jaywalking seriously though. Like now, see, the only way I would think jaywalking is a serious offense is if you literally walk in the middle of traffic.
Yes.
No thing.
I believe that is the case.
Police are like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of the street.
And then usually they'll end up, like, whatever you get charged with, like, maybe jaywalking will be part of it, but they'll usually put, like, reckless endangerment and, you know, other kind of more serious charges on it.
If no cars are coming, then it's free reign, you know. Like, if I jaywalked in front of police all the time, but no cars are coming.
I wouldn't even do that. See, apparently your black privilege trumps my white privilege.
I'm just like, I'm just walk across the street, mind my business, you know. But like I said, if you're just dumb enough to just walk on the highway, like, yeah, I'm gonna cross the highway really quickly, then that's kind of like, what are you doing, you know? So,
well, I was driving up in Canada recently, and I drove through all these indigenous peoples areas, and they all had like the signs for like where the tribes were, like, you know, down this road, but then also like watch out for pedestrians, because they would be walking on the side of the road like within their tribe areas.
Okay, so was it dirt roads or cobblestone or something, or?
Everything was paved on the main roads, but every parking lot was like dirt parking lots.
Oh.
Like, and some of them, like, it had been raining, so there was mud. Ah. Like, the car I was driving had, like, mud stalactites underneath of the car.
Was it that car you have now, or was it a different?
No, it was a car I rented.
The Ford Fiesta.
It was a Pontiac Vibe.
Chevy Cruze.
I mean, close enough. they're all the same around that time.
Ford F5000.
No, I didn't rent that.
Yeah, well, it would have been, you know, like a rock. Was that Chevy?
That was Chevy.
Yeah, like a rock. Ford is
like a rock. Name the artist who sang that song, White Trivia.
Oh, I know it too. What the fuck is his name? Because I Googled it. Fun fact, I Google everything. But,
I thought you binged.
Oh, remember it's Google because I googled my black and white.
Bing is black Google.
I don't know if I told you, but like there was one point at work where Google didn't work, so we had to Bing everything.
Did they like they blocked Google or just
so
wasn't passing
Google, at work? Google has a funny security certificate, yeah. So we had to like get it certified.
Jesus.
I don't know why. It was the dumbest thing. But now everything's blocked except for Google. So you can Google stuff, but you can't watch YouTube. You can't access certain parts of Reddit. You can't even click on news articles about video games because the flag is entertainment. It's the dumbest thing ever. But
trivia, that company's closing.
Yeah, and they need to because ironically they're selling the company to Mexico. I'm like, we're trying to build a wall around Mexico, but we're selling the company to Mexico.
We're going
to
be letting all you guys go and hiring nothing but Mexican wrestlers and mariachi bands.
There's literally a guy on the roster named Jesus.
Of course.
Jesus de Castro, whatever the hell his name is. But like, it's pronounced Jesus. No, you're Jesus. Trust me. Just go along with it. But yeah, white trivia. Who sings that song? I looked it up. Is it Tom something?
No.
No? Luke?
Nope. It is a one-word name, though. I mean, a one-syllable name.
Lee John. I give up. I'm going to Google it.
You are grabbing great possible white names. I have to give you that.
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
Googled the commercial one day and I was like, that's a catchy, that was like,
tune with all these trucks going on dirt roads and walking over, driving over gravel and rocks and shit.
Wrangler pants. Lee, was it Lee or Wrangler?
That kind of was a...
That's a white jean. Lee, Wrangler,
Guess.
Guess? Guess? I didn't think Guess was actual, like, I didn't think Guess was an actual clothing line until just now. There's Tommy Hilfiger, there's Lee Wrangler, there's Levi. I think Levi's a black one now. Every black guy wears Levi jeans.
Boss. Didn't Boss do jeans?
Hugo Boss, you mean?
No, it was, what the fuck was it? No, it was just Boss. Unless Boss got bought by Hugo, and now it's Hugo Boss.
Let's see. Boss jeans. Knees, Boss jeans. Here we go. It's Hugo Boss.
Oh, okay.
Well, here we go. Wait, Boss? B-O-S-S? Yeah, B-O-S-S. Here we go. Yeah, Boss. They look very skinny for some reason. It's now Boss. Oh, so I guess it is Hugo Boss now.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's Hugo Boss now. Okay, cool.
FUBU.
That's us. For us, by us. That's a black thing. Which sucks because it should be bigger than usual, but I guess it just died off, so...
Somebody should literally start a clothing company called White.
I could do that. But
I think there's a store called White House Black Market.
No, I'm thinking, it's in Towson, actually. No, it's White House Black, yeah.
White. That's a very confusing name.
White House Black Market. And they all sell a fancy shit. Yeah. It's a woman's clothing store, though. That's counterintuitive. White House Black Market that sells women's clothes. That's feminist in a way. But no, that's conservative. No, that's liberal feminism. White privilege sprinkled on top of it. Dictatorship. Okay, we'll call it communism for now. I don't know what to call it. White House Black Market that sells women's clothes. What would you call it?
Wrapped in a riddle.
What would you... Question of the day. Question of... Goddamn it. The day.
I think you're mashing terms together that...
Because White House Black Market that sells women's clothes. Like, what do you call... Feminism has to be in there somewhere. It has to be. It's like nowhere
around. What, are you trying to say men can't buy those clothes? You sexist racist.
For women... Why would a man buy his woman clothes? Because then he might get the wrong size. You got it.
That's right. Women's size and men's size are totally different.
So have you, since you're married, have you ever had that instance where your wife made you go buy something?
She doesn't make me do anything. She wants a certain outfit or something?
I don't think you should say that on your podcast. You know she listens to these things.
No, she don't.
She's going to hear that one segment and go...
That's right. She'll have it on the background and she'll... focus on that one thing.
You did... I don't think you do what now? You know how jerk thing for you, honey bunches.
If you're talking about clothing, she doesn't trust me with ever buying the right size or the right style or the right match, so...
Okay.
I am not required to do such things.
Not a requirement. But if she wants complete fail. But if she does, if she was to come to you and say, feminism is liberal, though feminists and the media are totalitarian.
Oh.
Hmm.
See, this is why we need Hinsky here.
Let's see. So, if she was to make you buy anything, what would she make you buy? Like, not make you, but like, tell you to go buy it. Besides groceries. But wouldn't that be her job?
Yeah, pretty much groceries. Because we shop at Aldi and they don't really change their stock. So I like know where shit is.
I thought you would shop at something like Harris Teeter or something like that.
We don't have a Harris Teeter near us.
There's one down.
We're not fancy like you. You're not really
near us. I'm fancy.
Although you're pretty near us, considering you're just right off of Pulaski Highway. So that's not too bad.
Basically. Well... See, I would have thought you shopped at Safeway or like Shoppers or something like that.
Shoppers will do sometimes. They have some good cheap prices.
Huh.
But
I don't even shop at Aldi's.
We don't have a Safeway near us. Giant's always way too expensive.
I didn't think you were that black.
We go to Wise only because it's a necessary evil sometimes and it's right next to our gym. But they're pretty expensive too. But they have like one or two things we can't find anywhere else.
Unless you have a Wise card, maybe.
We do.
Do you have a card there?
Yeah.
Well, do you get any like, special discounts with Wise, or is it like...
Yes, I walk in and I get the white discount. I know that's what you were getting at.
No, I mean like, I have the Harris Teeter thing, and I always get free gas points, although I don't drive, so I'm
trying to... I hope you're giving that to your roommate or something.
I'm giving them away, like, if I want gas points, I have like 1,000 of them. Like, yeah, I'll take it.
Which is good for $1, but anyway.
You know. But, I don't know. So, recently, has your wife made you buy anything? Like, go buy me pads or something like that.
No, she's never had me do that.
That's strange. That's a first.
Well, that's because that's an uncomfortable thing for any man.
See, I've been...
Walking away with the, yes, I need the heavy flow tampons.
Well,
and they're like,
I've been around women that are like, I got my
whipped motherfucker.
Well, you know, I wouldn't do it personally. But then, you know, friends of mine are like, you'll do it one day. And I'm like, no. Because I'm not going to let my wife boss me around.
I mean, any woman that, you know, knows woman things, you know, goes to, you know, like, so we talked about Target at some point. Target does a lot of those things where it's like you buy, like, 3 cases of soda and you get, like, a $5 gift card.
It's okay.
So she'll go and they're selling, like, down the, you know, the aisle with, like, the Depends and... tampons and feminine douches and stuff like that. Like, they'll give gift cards for those. So she'll buy, like, a tall stack of tampons and get, like, a $10 gift card.
All right.
And then she ain't going to run out of them anytime soon.
Well, so. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm out of pads. I'm bleeding. Go to the store. It's 3 a.m. Hurry up. Well, okay, yes.
Where the hell in Baltimore is there a 24-hour... I mean, I guess either
Walmart.
I guess not our Walmart.
Oh yeah, I think they stopped that a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of our Walgreens or CVS might be open 24/7. The pharmacy's not, but I think the store is.
The Walgreens in the Towson area is open 24 hours. There's one like on that like the end, not the end of York Road, but like so. There's two Walgreens within like maybe 2 miles of each other.
Oh yeah, of course.
So
and a CVS across the street from one, and probably a Rite Aid across the street from the other.
Fun fact: on one end of York Road, there's Walgreens. Across the street, there's CVS.
Yep.
But then there's everything else behind this Burger King, McDonald's, everything. So it's like the perfect safe haven. But then up the street, maybe a mile and a half, too, is Walgreens. It's a standalone Walgreens that's like 24 hours.
Man, so. Somebody needs to get in on that property across the street.
Yeah. But then there's a...
Unless Walgreens is the bully when it comes down to it.
But then there's a... there's Aldi across the street, too. Well, not across, but like maybe Because Walgreens has its own parking lot, and then next to it is where Aldi's and everything else is. But then across the street is the shopping center, the Timonium Lutherville crap. So, yeah. But there was one time, speaking of pads, there was one time my mom made my father get pads for my sister at 3 in the morning. They weren't living together, but it was kind of one of those, like, you should do this because that's your child, it's the first period. And he's like,
so, yes, and there's nothing like enjoying your first period with your dad bringing you tampons.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that you're going in and it's like, oh, the whatever the long and deep ones are called, and oh, this one has pearls. Like, I don't think about that shit.
So there was one night, maybe 6 months ago, she who will not be named was here, and she thought she had a tampon stuck up there. So she made me fish it out.
They're gonna get toxic shock, help me!
But come to realize, it wasn't stuck up there.
Right, she just wanted you to...
No, so she got scared because she put it up there, but then she didn't, I guess, feel it? I don't know, it was the weirdest shit. She was like, go get it! And I'm like...
Fish it out!
Word? And she's like, yeah, go get it! I'm like, fine. So I was like, put a towel.
So you put your miner's helmet on.
I put a towel down and I was like, all right, we're going in. She would get scared. She would clench. I'm like, stop up.
Hold on, let me get my stirrups and my clamps.
But then she's like, then I'm like, wait a minute. Because usually it shouldn't be that far.
Right. And you should find a string before you get that far.
So the, like maybe the first 5 seconds, I'm like, well, here's the string. So she pulls it out and I'm like, here. She's like, wait, some parts of it's missing. And I'm like...
God.
Wait a minute. So she's like, go get the other parts up there. She's like squirming. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I gotta like fish it out. So then I think I'm 10 minutes in and I'm like, wait a second. It was stuck up there. Wouldn't I felt it by now? She was like, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, so I'm 10 minutes of my life trying to fish something out. But I checked the trash and I was like, oh, wait. She was like, oh, wait, it is all there. And I'm like, I'm going to sleep. Just, you know.
Now you just threw your hand up. Meanwhile, there's blood on your walls and... ceiling.
I washed my hands like 4 times in that 10 minutes.
I can't get the smell
now,
right.
Now, I mean, we've done some very... Next question. I'm not going to get into that topic because it's gross. Not really.
I do like how you asked a supposedly really revealing question that I was going to answer and then you ended up revealing the most fucked up shit.
It's not that fucked up. I've done some very fucked up things while rivers were running, but we won't discuss that because it's gross, but it wasn't gross at the time.
All right, anybody eating while listening to this podcast, stop.
And the person,
and continue.
And if the person I'm referring to is ever listens to this podcast, she knows what happened. So don't think I'm talking shit because I'm not. But you know, totalitarian stuff, feminism. Next question.
Liberal totalitarian feminism.
Things just got extremely weird. So what is your political stance? Are you a libertarian, gay?
Exactly? Well, I'm a gay libertarian, and now, unfortunately, the libertarians kind of turned me off to their political stance because there are some real fucking whack jobs running in the midterm elections, and I'm just reading the shit that these guys are running as their platform, and I'm like, these guys are fucking crazy.
Well, so, we have Donald Trump, so it can't get any crazier than that.
No, it was crazier than that.
Oh.
It was definitely crazier than that.
Were they Republican or they were just Libertarian?
Well, see, Libertarian's supposed to be, from my understanding, Republicans but without the religious part.
Oh, okay.
So they still believe in a lot of the freedoms of this and you know, the business owner being able to, you know, be free in doing this. But then they say shit like, oh, no, the government should be out of everything. There shouldn't be any public schools. Just abolish all the public schools. Everything should be private schools that people pay into.
Well, I'm going to do public school.
Huh?
Now, when it comes to public school, don't get me wrong. Private school, they offer a lot more than a public school would. However, private school costs a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have families that are going to be like, I'm paying how much for school? And, you know, because, you know, public school is like, here. Here's math, science, English, and a language of our choice. Not your choice, because it's always Spanish. It's fucking stupid. I think it's stupid. How do we hate Mexicans but teach our children Spanish? Like, what? That's the stupidest thing ever. Now that I think about it. But, yeah, it's math, science, social studies, some kind of weird other shit. They don't do music anymore. They don't do anything. Public school is literally just a prison. Like, here's a box lunch and go away at 3 o'clock. You know, that's all it is. So I can understand why public school is kind of like washing its way out. But private school is, you know, you're going to have families that are like, I can't afford that. So either homeschool them or, you know.
But I think there's a certain amount of, like when you go to private school or you go to homeschooling.
Right.
That there's experiences that you don't have. I feel like you come out of that being like, oh, life is great. Everybody's equal and we all got this great education. And
college is like, hey, bitch. And
right.
In your face.
Right. I never needed to leave home, but then you didn't have any kind of social interaction. It's like public school, it's almost like, yeah, you have to be bullied, and you have to realize, like, how shitty your classroom is.
Well,
with your textbooks dated 1978, pages ripped out of them, where people did the thing where it's like, do you ever get the books that it's like, turn to page 3, and then you go to 3, and it's like, go to page 78.
Oh, yeah.
And then eventually it's like, fuck you, you're a...
like a dildo in it. Yes. Hey, there's a dildo on my book. On it was school issue.
It's a 1978 edition. They changed it later.
The pages stuck together. Don't worry, there's nudity on that page.
Yeah, we don't need that page.
Got it. Yeah. But you see,
anytime there's like we're gonna remove a certain book from the library because it's not appropriate for kids, I don't think they're doing that in public schools. I think that is all private school shit again.
Well, see, we never went to the library in public school.
Well, we had certain books that we had to read, like everybody had to read The Scarlet Letter.
We read Hamlet.
I think we had to read that.
I think so. The only books I ever read in school were Hamlet. Was it Hamlet? It was Hamlet.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a bunch of Shakespeare shit.
A Raisin in the Sun.
Is that your life story?
No. what the fuck? Because I got in trouble for not reading the book. I watched the movie instead. And I told the teacher the movie. He was like, what the fuck? Don't you read the book? And I was like, I'll just read it then. I spent the whole weekend reading the book. And I came back and I was like, I read the book. And he was like, good. And I was like, saved my ass. And I ended up passing the class. It was the funniest shit ever. I walked in class. Like, he's like, all right, everybody read these chapters by the end of this week. I didn't read anything. But I saw the movie on. And I was like, this will make up for it. Bad idea. He, like, in the middle of class, is like, what? No, you're not supposed to do that. What do you mean? And I'm like...
So, people just had to read certain chapters. You went and watched the whole movie, which basically went through all the chapters, plus whatever they changed for the movie.
It made up for it, but he's like, no, you need to read the book and break it down. He got super upset.
You really fucked up. You couldn't remember what the characters' names were, but you remember the actors that played them?
He was so upset. He was like, what? No! I told you to fucking read the book. You didn't read the book. You're going to have to do so much reading.
And that wouldn't happen in private school.
The class is dying laughing. I'm sitting there like, I'm an idiot, huh? This is an AP course. Was it an AP course? I think this was an AP course, too. So I ended
up you should have known better then.
I read the whole... I ended up reading the entire book in like one day.
Overachiever. Then he yelled at you because you didn't follow his directions.
No, I came in that following Monday, like, I did it. I dropped the book on the desk and I did it. And he's like, good. Now tell me everything that happened. I ran through everything and he was like, yes. And he smacked the wall. He was very energetic, man. English teacher. So. Math came out first. It was weird how I got introduced to AP courses. Like, I was an idiot in 10th grade. Like, I was smart in 9th grade. I was an idiot in 10th grade. So towards the end of the school year, a random math teacher's like, hey, you there. I'm like, what's up? She's like, you want to take AP courses? I'm like, what the hell is an AP course? She's like, sign up and I'll tell you. And I'm like, all right.
She looked at you and said, that's a special case.
Mind you, I'm like a random black kid with like 60s and 70s and everything.
She probably had a quota she needed to fill.
Probably, because...
She's like, he looks the least dumb.
Most of the class was black anyway. But we were all like geniuses anyway. So I got brought into like the AP thing. So she's like, all right, you signed up. Now take this free course. at Towson University, learn AP courses, and you'll be in this AP stats class with me. And I'm like, whatever. So.
Would you bang her too?
I would, but she's married with like a kid. I can't. She looks like she's really hot, but like, no. But if I was here today and she looked how she used to look back when I was in high school, that would be a definite yes.
Yeah, this is certainly different.
But,
yeah.
Oh, she hasn't changed much, but...
Oh, you Facebook stalked her?
No. She's not on Facebook like that.
You would know.
She has a husband and a...
You're like, I'm outside of her house, saying, oh, she's still hot.
I think that's you we're talking about here.
Oh, maybe.
But anyway...
I do get you and me confused. We could be brothers. Yeah,
we're both black. We have...
Yes. Yes.
He has longer hair than usual. So, like, I don't know. And then, like, that whole summer, it was just me... In this course, and she was teaching it. So the summer course was basically, here's what you're gonna learn in the next coming school year. And we're like, okay. And then we got to eat lunch at Towson University, and we would all hang on the bus.
Ooh, what an honor!
It was pretty neat. We all would hang out afterwards, and you know, we'd go from there. And then we took the course, and at the end of the year, we took the test, and nobody passed.
Oh shit!
Now, even the smartest guy,
she did pick wrong.
Even the smartest guy in the class failed the test.
Wow!
He got the highest note. The score was from 1 to 5. Everybody got between 1 and 3. I got a 2, I think.
Oh no!
He got, I think the smartest got a 3, but I guess 3 was failing. I don't know. So, like, we passed the class with flying colors. We just failed the AP test. So, because we were in there, we were like, what? Like, you know, we didn't know what
she to do, didn't so. Cover this.
But most of it we knew. Just some stuff we were like, you don't know that shit. So, you know. But we did pass the class itself. We all got, like, 90s and 100s and shit. And the class was dumb easy. It's just the test was like, you know. So, then they offered another one, which was AP English. And no, they offered English. They offered chemistry, but never taught it. And they offered another AP math class. I don't remember what it was. No, it was human geography. But there wasn't
human geography. Is that what she said?
Yeah, human geography.
So here's what the head is. Here's what the nose.
It was more or less. This is where Indians come from, and you know. but it was
fun fact, not India.
It was a real fun course because there was like 4 of us in the class.
Mm.
And,
wow.
And the teacher was mad chill. She was just like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And it was one day she was like, look, fuck class. We're going to go downtown and eat food. Because we were supposed to, well, we actually did. We ended up going to the seminar at the Trade Center before it was knocked down. But that was a 9/11 joke. But,
too soon.
Sorry. Only 3 days passed, but it's okay. So we go to the Trade Center. We arrive late. Black fashion. They're already talking about shit. We're like the only black kids that walk in, and we're like, what the fuck? We walk in, and a bunch of white Jewish kids look up, and we're like, we're not supposed to be here. But they're like, you guys have an AP Human Geography course? And we're like, yeah. Like, all right, have a seat. We only stayed for like 15
he
minutes.
You.
We stayed for like
we're going for lunch, but first, education.
We stayed for 15 minutes, and then some other kid was talking, and then another kid walks up to the girl in my class, like, I love your book bag. And we're like, oh, thanks. Hung off a little bit, and then we just bounced. So we're all like, that was weird. Let's go eat now. And we went to eat, and then we all got driven home, and it was cool. It was like, we spent like the whole day out.
Did you eat cultural food?
We went to Dick's, no pun intended. You know, the restaurant.
Isn't that sports?
You know, the restaurant where they kind of like, I mean to you on purpose.
We went
there as like a joke. It was like, okay. You know, we were a bunch of kids, so they didn't like really fuck with us like how they would with me and you were
together. How many people did they write the N-word on their hat?
One. Mine. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll
see. And that's how he got his name.
Yeah, that's part
Urban Ninja origin story right here, folks.
Urban Ninja guy. Like, yeah. Didn't say the N-word. It was a white guy, so... It was cool, you know. And then we got driven home. We were supposed to go kayaking, but that never happened because things... I think we couldn't get the permission slips signed off in time by the principal, so it was kind of an impromptu thing. So I think... And I didn't make it because I was in the hospital at the time. I think I told you about the gunshot story. I told you about that already.
No, and that actually... I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then one of the podcast episodes that was briefly talked about, like it was like, oh yeah, there was the time you got shot, and then you never told the story.
Oh yeah.
When are we coming?
Reset switch.
Thanks for listening. Interact with the guys by emailing ourpodcast@googlegroups.com or leaving a voicemail on 330-577-8445. One cigar.